Good afternoon. Welcome to my talk, Digital School ABC, with ABC standing for All But Cloud in this case. In this talk, I'd like to give a small overview on how we use self-hosted and open source solutions at school. A little bit about myself. My name is Jens. I'm an 11th grade student at a German gymnasium, comparable to a high school in the US. I'm an OpenSUSE user since 2016 and an OpenSUSE member since 2021. So this is the plan for today's presentation. I'll start with explaining the current situation at our school. Then I'll go into detail about the self-hosted open source software that we use at school, and I'll give a demonstration on that. After that, I will talk about what the solution currently is and what it is not. I will also give some additional recommendations that we currently do not use, but that could be helpful for some people. I will show a deployment example on what kind of hardware we deploy this, and I also talk about current problems of the solution and future goals that I have for it. So let's jump right into it. The current situation at our school looks something like this. We have a school server that has an email server running on it and a file storage application. And that all works quite well. But apart from that, in Germany, the go-to educational IT platform really is Apple. So they bought iPads, they bought Apple TVs, and all of these Apple products, they work nicely together. But the school server does not play well with Apple. So we sort of have two ecosystems separated from each other. So why not use it? Well, I and a couple of others have serious privacy concerns about Apple. We also all know that Apple products are expensive, not everyone can afford them, and we want to avoid the famous render lock-in. Because, let's look at an example, the Apple TVs. They only work with other Apple devices. If you want to cast your screen to the Apple TV, you'll have to use a device running iOS or macOS. It's impossible to do that from a Linux machine or an Android tablet or whatever else someone might be using. So we want to avoid that. What do we want then? We want to have choice in which devices we use. We want to store our data on a server that is actually controlled by us, so that we are the only ones that we have to trust. And the solution should ideally be open source, so that we can look at the source code and learn what's going on the inside, so that we can be sure that nothing fishy is going on with our data. So, software we settled on is, for one, Keycloak for authentication, Matrix for chat, Nextcloud for file storage, and Hedgehog and Stylus Labs Write for collaborative writing, be it typing or handwriting. And we also wrote some custom software to glue it all together and make the user experience nice. So let's start with the entry point, which is the homepage. It provides easy access to all the different services, and it's self-written with Vue.js and Carbon Design System by IBM. It looks something like this. We have a couple of cards which link to the most important services. And on the upper right corner, you can see this little user icon and the logout button. These are actually already using the centralized account system, which is Keycloak. Keycloak provides central user management, and it integrates into Matrix, Nextcloud, and pretty much everything we want as a single sign-on provider using OpenID Connect. That way, we only have to maintain one user database, and all of the users can sign in with the same credentials. They don't need to worry about which is my password for this account and which is for another service, etc. They just have one account and they use it all across the infrastructure. As a demonstration, I'll sign into the admin interface here. There we go. And from here, we can really manage all of the things regarding user management. Let's view all the users. There's a giant list here that I unfortunately had to censor, but it's there. You can manage all of that from here. And let's just create a test user. Let's name it Geeko. I just realized that this recording is actually wrong, and I should have spelled Geeko different. But well, too late to change this now. Add an email address. There we go. Now this user can log in. And of course, users should also be able to manage their accounts, right? So we have this user-facing interface that allows users to change their name and set a default language. It also has the option to see in which applications you have signed into in the last period of time. And you can change your password and add two-factor authentication, all that kind of stuff. Really quite simple. Another huge part of our workflow is chat. Of course, it's a central part of collaboration. But again, we believe that users should have choice, not only in which devices they buy, but also in their chat platform. But it's important that one message sent on one chat platform can be seen by a user on another platform. So for that, we of course need bridges. And Matrix really has everything we need for that. I'm sure most of you know Matrix and Element, because it's something that we use in OpenSUSE a lot. But for those who don't, I give a small demonstration. You can just click the Continue with Chaotic Account System button, and this will redirect us to KeyCloak and do all of the magic there. You can see that you didn't have to type a password again, because we are already logged into the administration panel, and it knows that we are the same user. Let's go through the verification here. And there we go. Now we are an element. So what we did is we created a matrix space that contains rooms for all the different subjects that we have. And let's just go on and send a test message to a talk channel. That's not that important, not so that we don't bother anyone. This is a demonstration message for the OpenSUSE Conference 2022. Send that. You can see it's been sent on Matrix, and now it will also get bridged to Discord, for example. So if I open up my Discord, and select our school Discord server, you can see an unread message in the chit-chat channel, and there's my message. This is a demonstration for the OpenSUSE Conference 2022. So it's working. We also have a need for file storage, because we get different kind of worksheets, and we just scan them and upload them so that we all can access them. And for that, we use Nextcloud. We just set up a shared folder for worksheets, and have subdirectories in that for every subject, and we upload our stuff in there, and it's easy to find. This is how it looks like, for those who don't know Nextcloud, which most of you probably do, but it's a self-hosted kind of Dropbox, Google Drive alternative. So we just have a nice web interface, which we can use to manage files and share them with other users. Another thing that we use Nextcloud for is managing homework. We wanted to have something where you can see all the tasks that we need to do and see when they are due, add attachments to them so that we can link the correct worksheet or a picture of the board or whatever directly to the task. And for that, we chose Nextcloud DAC, because it can do all of that. So this is how that looks. We have columns for every day of week, and we just add the task to the day it has to be done at. And we tag that with different color codes to keep track of everything and make it look nice. So now we're actually starting to talk about my favorite features of this. One really nice thing to have is collaborative text editing. We use Hedgedog for that, which initially was developed at HackMD, which some of you may know. It basically allows us to have a markdown document that multiple users can write in at the same time. And it provides enriched markdown features, so we can do inline LaTeX, which is amazing for science or math classes. We can do flowcharts, we can do music notation, and pretty much everything that you would want from a note-taking application. And that's really useful for taking notes in class, so that not everyone has to write the same thing down. Just one person does it, and everyone else can benefit from that. And it's, you know, teamwork, etc. A small demonstration. You can see I already started typing, and in the upper right, there's this blue little box saying 2 online, which means another person is currently connected to this document. And now you can actually see two cursors on the left, both of which are typing. And the blue one is my cursor, and the other one is the other person's cursor. And we can just write our stuff in here without interfering with each other. But you can see what the other person is typing. And we have support for code blocks, for quotations, for LaTeX, for tables, and everything that we need. It's really awesome, and if you haven't used Hedgedog yet, I highly recommend you check it out. It's really, really useful. But sometimes you can't type your notes. Sometimes it's important to do drawings or draw diagrams, etc. And for that, we use Stylus Labs Write, which allows us to write in the same document with a stylus. That software is proprietary, unfortunately, but the server can be self-hosted, which is exactly what we did. And if you happen to know any open source alternatives to it, please contact me. You can just send me an email to caretechhd@opensuse.org. For everything that does not require collaboration, we use Xamarin++, which is a quite popular handwriting tool for Linux and Windows, because it is way more powerful compared to Stylus Labs Write. We'll also demonstrate that real quick. Let's open up the application and create a new document. And now we can create a whiteboard which opens up this document for others to join and collaborate on it. You can see in the bottom connected is Jens to Whiteboard OSC 2020, and now the other clients can connect as well. To show that it doesn't matter which platform the user's on, we have one client running Windows and one client running iOS, and we can all connect to that. Now, three users are connected to this whiteboard. You can see that on the whiteboard info, and we can just handwrite stuff in there, and it shows up on everyone's screen. We can interact with that. I could delete something another person wrote. It's pretty much the same as standing in front of a real board that you would use chalk on. So yeah, that's collaborative writing with a stylus. That's pretty cool. Unfortunately, the authentication mechanism that comes with Stylus Labs Write, or Stylus Board as the server is called, is quite basic. It only offers basic username password authentication, and we wanted to have that integrated into the account system, so into KeyClock. For that, I wrote a simple web app that is part of the homepage that allows users to just sign in on the homepage with KeyClock. And then they get a username and a unique password generated for them back. And they can just copy-paste that into Write, and then they're authenticated. That way we don't have to maintain another user database for Write, and since I can save the password in white, it really does not matter that they have another password there. Let's give a small demonstration for that. Let's just open up the page. It will automatically redirect us to the login screen. We just log in using our KeyClock account. And then we have this big blue button that we click and we get a window with our new credentials. And these are automatically added to the user database that Stylus Board is using. And we can click this button again and we will receive a new password. And the old one gets overwritten so that we can just create a new token that we can use should we lose access to a device, should it be compromised. We just don't have to care, we can just revoke access for it. So, what the solution currently is? This is, at least for now, something that's only used voluntarily. It's supposed to be used on an already owned device, again for the sake of choice, and it's completely independent from the school's IT. I mean, obviously we have to use the school's Wi-Fi, but it's not requiring us to use the school server or the Apple products. It's all on our own infrastructure. But this is not. It's not something supported by the school or by the local government. And it's also not running on devices paid by the school. In fact, it's not even possible to install the apps that we use on the school's iPads without having administrative permissions on them. So, some additional recommendations. What I'm talking about now is something that we don't actually use, but that I believe could be useful if someone was to deploy something like this at a larger scale, maybe using that at a school. One important thing is video conferencing, especially with a pandemic going on. And I did some research and found out that you can actually integrate Jitsi into Nextcloud. You can see a screenshot of that below. For that, you obviously have to set up a Jitsi server, which is a little bit more complicated than all of the things that we actually do use. But it's doable, and you can directly integrate that into Nextcloud and don't have to worry about authentication, etc. It's just all there. Another thing that you might want to have is a tool for like an online gradebook and assignment management, which Moodle can do. Moodle allows teachers to create a task and students need to upload their solutions for that. It's an open source tool, and the OpenSUSE project actually has one deployed, managed by the OpenSUSE Heroes. That is the instance that you can see in the screenshot. And there's a Nextcloud app that integrates Moodle into Nextcloud. So you can also have that in there. And it can use OpenID Connect, so that it can integrate into KeyClock. So what kind of hardware do you need to deploy this? I have this running on a VPS, thankfully provided by fellow community member Knurft, that has 2 CPU cores and 4 gigabytes of RAM, so it really does not need a lot of horsepower in the machine. The server is running open to the Tumbleweed, and it's working just fine. Some problems, of course, still exist. My largest issue is that White, the handwriting application, is proprietary software. I would love to replace it with something free and open source. And it's also annoying that there's no integration between Hedgehog and Nextcloud. Maybe that's a project that I'll take in the future, writing a Nextcloud app that maybe opens Markdown files directly in Hedgehog. That would be pretty cool. Which brings us perfectly to the future goals that I have for this project. Namely, I want to improve the design and make it look more consistent. You can see I already use IBM's Carbon Design System. I'd like to use that even more. Also, we need support for individual courses. In Germany, it's a thing that on a grade 11, you are in classes, you have your classmates, and you all have the same subjects, but in grade 12 and grade 13, you can choose your subjects, so not everyone has the same ones anymore. For example, in the homework planner, it wouldn't make sense if someone would see the tasks of another course that they don't even have to do. So that's something that I need to work on. And I'd also like to make the deployment options way easier. Right now, it's a lot of different services that you have to deploy by hand. It would be quite cool to have like a Docker Compose file that you can just use to spin everything up. So that's it. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank a couple of people for their assistance with this talk, namely Bill, known as RenegadeXt in the community, who provided general assistance with this talk. Also Khatyan, who is known under the name Knurft in the community, for giving me the idea to do a talk about this. I actually showed this to him in the OpenSUSE bar, and he said, Jens, you could do a talk about this at the conference. So without him, I wouldn't be doing this talk now. Also, some classmates, namely Isabel for demonstration footage and feedback, Jana for demonstration footage, and Finja for feedback as well. So that's it. There will be a Q&A going on now after this talk. Let's just hope that Big Blue Button is working, and I'll see you there.